Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Have you ever heard someone say, "Thanks, but I'm happy with what I have"? Of course you have. Not only have we heard that before, but I don't know about you, I've said it myself many, many times. The fear of messing out, though, can head this attitude off at the pass. But here's the key. You can't tell anyone what they're missing. Buyers have to discover the alternative for themselves, just like I did. So the big question, how do you create the FOMO opportunity? Here's my favorite way to set this up. First, find the painful tolerations. These are the annoying things that bug our buyers, but they believe that it's just the way it is. Now, in my case, it was photos in low light. I had no idea how to fix that before taking the photo, so I just put up with it. And I missed a lot of cool shots because of that, so I wasn't a happy camper about it. Now, many of us will skip this foundational step. We'll take the most obvious annoyance and go from there. Don't do it! Instead, focus on the painful. The more pain, the more urgency to change when the alternative is presented. Yep, pain is our friend in this situation. Now, this is obvious. Show the alternative in real time. A lot of advertisements do this. For us, this is where social media and marketing videos come in. This is the power of content marketing. But don't stop there. The next big step is to reduce the risk. No matter how attractive, change can still be scary. So this is where your offer comes in. You know, the standard stuff. Guarantees, introductory pricing, try this now options, all that stuff will work. Because the urgency was created in the previous step. You know, a lot of us give up too easy on the comfortable buyers. And I agree, it's difficult to address that objection in a sales conversation. But if we create opportunities that focus on the fear of missing out, we can change what buyers want in our favor. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.